right, sounds good. Yeah, I've got a half acre. I live in Sylvan Lake, which is next to Pontiac. And still a little tight. I've got it, so I've got a tower with a motorized crank over, and it just fits. It's kind of, I got it so it angles, and I can lower it down inside the yard, barely. And I've got a long wire that actually has a vacant lot next to me, and the owner let me use one of their trees in there, so I got to go on across two lots for to use for like 80 meters and such.
That's great. Don't have a tower yet, although I picked up a rotator at one of the swaps recently, so I got some hopes for the future. But but I am fortunate in that these 100-year-old Detroit houses, the peak of the roof line is a good 35 feet, and so, you know, at least 30, and so I've got a dual band X300 diamond that I can work pretty much any repeater in the county on 5 watts. On a tough day, or if I'm trying to reach out into one of the other counties, maybe mid-power, rarely ever need high power unless I'm trying to hit Ann Arbor or something else. And so I've been really fortunate with that. And between the couple of wire antennas, I do pretty well with that. I've been a general since about a year ago. And I've worked in 83 countries between sideband and FT8. And so it's been great. I've really enjoyed it. And then, like I said, the last couple of months I've been pretty concerned on building this project downtown. And so lots of configuration and testing and whatever. But I have done the same thing that you've done with your repeater. I've got the, I use that base station at home for testing. And so I've had others use it and such, but hilariously, it's, 35 feet when the project's going to be up at about 210 when I get it done.